Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be here again. And I'd like to turn for our reading this morning to a few passages, starting first of all in Hebrews chapter 11. Right now, the book I'm writing, How to Receive Your Inheritance in Christ, is based on the book of Hebrews. And there's so much in this book, I want to share some with you this morning. From Hebrews chapter 11, as we change paces entirely from how we've been doing things over the last few weeks. From Hebrews chapter 11, I shall read from verses 13 through 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Then turn to chapter 13. For two scriptures, verse 14 and 15. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one, or the one, to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. My message this morning is entitled, Run with Patience. And I'm going to base it on this verse 14 and the phrase, having no continuing city. So we bow our heads for prayer. Father, we bow before you today, for surely this is the very plight of man in a nutshell. And we confess to you today that we find here no place to put down our heads, for we don't fit anymore. Help us to understand this morning that the solution for that problem isn't to be found somewhere else on earth, but in a heavenly city you're preparing for us. And that we're called to run with patience a race that is set before each one of us, and not be sidetracked by ourselves or the other diversions that the evil one may throw in our faces. Help us therefore to run with patience and resolve anew to do so. In Jesus' name, who is our example and high priest. Amen and amen.